You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuning in all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you've missed any minute of the show, it's simple. Just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you're listening live on a CBS Sports Radio affiliate, thank you. If you're on SiriusXM 158, thank you. If you're listening on a smart speaker, thank you. You can also just go to CBSSportsRadio.com. So many ways. No matter how, but I'm happy you're here. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard, joining us live, holding it down in New York City. We've had a busy night so far. Yankees lose 9 consecutive games. Baker Mayfield named quarterback 1 in Tampa Bay. Speaking of Tampa Bay, Wander Franco placed on administrative leave, and they are basically wiping everything having to do with this man from the Tampa Bay Rays. So if there's a photo of him up in St. Pete, they're taking it down. If his face was somewhere on the website, it's disappearing. While he is on administrative leave, he is still going to be paid. And if you haven't heard, he's being investigated in the Dominican Republic for relationships that he has allegedly had, I believe, with multiple minors. And we will probably not see Wander Franco in Major League Baseball ever again. Speaking of Major League Baseball, Vice President of the White Sox, General Manager of the White Sox, Ken Williams and Rick Hahn, they're gone. They're gone. Ken Williams been there forever. Nice guy, real nice guy. Not anymore. Jerry Reinsdorf says, we suck, you can't be here. There's also been some reports that the White Sox, they have to figure out their lease in another 6 years, and we might be back to the 80s where Jerry Reinsdorf is either trying to let go of the team or move him elsewhere. In the 80s, he was exploring a move to Florida because he was getting a free stadium. But anyway, we'll get into the White Sox and the disaster that they've been. Rick Hahn gone, Ken Williams gone, Chris Jones of the Kansas City Chiefs, he still hasn't shown up to work. The Kansas City Royals won a new stadium. We got a lot to do, a lot to discuss. And this is some news that just broke about 30 minutes to an hour ago. And it's about Reggie Bush. Yeah, we talked about the Saints as well and NFC South and Reggie Bush played there. But why is Reggie Bush in the news? Because Reggie Bush is planning to sue the NCAA. His lawyer put out a statement saying he is going to file a defamation lawsuit against the NCAA on Wednesday from a statement in 2021 where an NCAA spokesperson said Reggie Bush was involved in a pay-for-play arrangement. If you need a refresher, Reggie Bush, 3 seasons at USC. This man went for about 3,100 yards on the ground. He garnered another 1,300 yards in the air, 43 touchdowns. I remember that USC beat the living hell out of Oklahoma in a national championship. Reggie Bush wins a Heisman. Reggie Bush goes into the NFL. Reggie Bush is living the good life. And then we have to go to 2006. Reggie Bush, he was just drafted into the league by the Saints in April. Later on that year in 2006, there was a whole investigation about how Reggie Bush and his family accepted, allegedly, financial benefits. We're talking money, houses. And this all stemmed from an agent and a former family friend who wanted to represent Reggie Bush. And then there was a family beef and who gave them money and who didn't give them money. And then ultimately, Reggie Bush was wiped off the face of the earth when it came down to USC. 2005 Heisman returned. A 10-year ban that was just pretty much instituted 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I should say. It went away a couple of years ago, two at this point. The relationship finally restored. USC banned from the postseason. They had to vacate the wins. It's like Reggie Bush didn't exist at USC. And over the course of the past several years, especially with the name, image, and likeness deals that the players can now go out and get, Reggie Bush, he's repeated this over a bunch of years, that the investigation that actually concluded in 2010 and banned him for about 10 years, now that it's over with, Reggie Bush has taken the gloves off. When the NIL situation came to light that the athletes were allowed to make money, Reggie Bush said, "I wonder why the NCAA has gone quiet on me. They had a lot to say last year. The allegations against me are pretty serious." He told Mark Emmert, the president at the time, "Hey, don't run. The party's just getting started." Mark Emmert is a liar, a con man, a thief. But most importantly, he's a coward. Hello to the Heisman Trust. And the Heisman Trust basically says, "Man, we can't give you back your Heisman if the NCAA basically says you did not exist." And so Reggie Bush, he's pretty much saying that the NCAA has crapped on him for saying that, hey, he was involved in pay-for-play type arrangements. When it comes to Reggie Bush getting his trophy back, his Heisman, when it comes to reevaluating the past penalties, the NCAA put out the statement, and they said even though athletes can receive benefits from NIL, rules do not permit pay-for-play type arrangements. And this is where Reggie Bush, I assume, is going to hit the NCAA hard with a hammer. And to be honest, I'd love to see Reggie Bush win. Because the NCAA, for years, they were shamming the athletes, flim-flamming the athletes. I want Reggie Bush to get his. And he's talked about this more recently.